Squad Deep
Podcast.
And we are here. Welcome everyone to the Squad Deep Podcast. I'm Boy Wonder. I am one of your hosts for, you know, this bit of time that I'm spending together with my three best friends in the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. He's to my I'm facing, he's to my left, your right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nate Adams.
Hey, I'm Nate. Hi. Mm-hmm.
And below Nate on my screen is the one and only Mr. Zach Dean.
Wait, I'm below Nate? Oh, Jesus.
You are below Nate.
That's not a good place to be. Hello.
You are below Nate. And next to Zach and below me is the one and only Mr. Casey Thompson.
You just asked me to blow you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I mean, I'm just like, I want to make it weird.
Listen, this is
This is a family-friendly show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a family show. Mm-hmm. It's a family show.
It's a fine understanding okay. Christian show.
All right. So we'll start. First of all, how is everybody? How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
I have a song.
Okay.
Like in your heart?
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the Cheeto witch. Ding dong, the Cheeto witch is dead.
Ah, well, that really puts a timestamp on this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a, it's like an auditory political cartoon.
Yeah.
Listen, it'll always be good that Trump is gone. I don't care how many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
That's very true.
Whether it's day one or day 3000.
Oh, right. Man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how are you doing, Nate?
I'm hanging in there. I just pulled in a stray cat. So now I have a new feline friend.
Okay. But we'll have to check in on that from time to time. Does this cat have a name yet?
Yes. When we thought that she was a man, we called her Lucifer because she is jet black. But then we discovered that she's a lady. And now her name is Lucy. Yeah. Lucy Pulaski. Named for the street.
Okay.
That's all I got going.
I had questions about like the legality of that last name. But it doesn't matter. I mean, like, it's probably easier for insurance purposes if she like has the same name as you.
Well, that's the thing is we were given the option. We could give her a last name. And they said, well, we can give him your last name. And it's like, well, we could just name her after the street that we found her on. So belongs to the street.
What authority are you going to that is deciding that you can or cannot name your cat how you want to?
Oh, I have friends that do like cat rescue. Yeah. And they have all of the, when they take in new cats, they usually don't get very complicated names. It's usually the cross streets. That's their name for the most part until they
wait
get adopted.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that somewhere there exists like a hard drive with a huge list of kitty cat names?
Yes.
That people have given to their cats?
I was actually over when we were doing the whole procedure and everything. There was another cat that was in the holding area and had the best, most inventive name for a cat I've ever seen.
Was it her, 25th and Walnut?
No. Their name was Cat Cat. Oh. Cat, comma, cat. I couldn't tell you which one's the first or last name.
Were they both spelled C-A-T or K-A-T?
Yes. Both with C. Very inventive. Yeah. Good old cat.
So there's like a Sokovia Accords. The cats?
Yes.
Like the cats gotta be.
What the hell kind of leap was that?
Look, we gotta talk about like, nerd stuff eventually.
The cats gotta be registered.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Is it Sovia or Sokovia?
Sokovia.
Sokovia.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
What's come over you?
And now all I want is a cut of Marvel Civil War,
mm-hmm.
Captain America Civil War, just cats.
Just cats.
cats sure in all exists. The roles.
Wait, like just cats or just like Cats the musical?
No, cats.
So Captain America's
Meowica.
Here's the real problem is that you guys don't even understand that everything you're saying already exists as a canon Marvel property. Same universe where Spider-Ham comes from. It's Catman a Meownica or something like that. It is literally a cat who is Captain America.
I'm not surprised.
Is Iron Man also a cat?
I don't know. I could look it up, but that would involve like moving my finger ever so slightly.
We're not doing that.
Iron Man cat. I'm sorry. Please go on. Yeah.
Okay.
Nate's over there discovering things about himself.
Oh yeah.
Well, speaking of Captain America, headlines. Chris Evans is reportedly in talks to reprise his role as Captain America in the MCU. I don't know. I think he's also maybe in talks to direct as well. I don't know what that's going to mean.
That's actually interesting.
I saw an article, like I sort of looked into that a little more. It would be sort of like in the Tony Stark, like Captain America Civil War kind of thing, where it's like he's featured. He's not going to get his own movie again. And I don't think they'd like retcon this sort of situation they're building towards with Sam and Bucky. Hopefully they don't, because I think, you know, the best way forward for them is to give the shield to Sam and let him be Captain America.
Well, it's always been the problem in the comics, right? Anytime there's another character who takes the mantle in like a Marvel comic, they are that thing for a while. Like someone takes over for Thor, someone takes over for Iron Man, someone takes over for Captain America, whatever. Someone takes over for Spider-Man, for God's sake. And eventually they leave that position. They get their own little superhero identity that's kind of like the original, but not really. And the original comes back and the status quo is maintained. DC tended to do that legacy stuff, but actually stick to it for a while until like the 21st century, and they kind of got their heads up their butts about it.
Until Jeff Johns.
Until Jeff Johns. Let's be real. I didn't want to say it. Until Jeff Johns and a little bit of Jeff Loeb, but mostly Jeff Johns.
So in the comics that works because you can draw Steve Rogers from now until the day the world ends, but Chris Evans can't be Captain America forever. So
yeah,
at least it was cinematic.
It was kind of heartening that like there would have to be permanent change in this because like actors age and they don't want to do the movies anymore. And so you can't have that character in the movie anymore. So like when you pass the shield on, it's like, wow, maybe that's just like how it's going to be now. Anthony Mackie can do this for a while and then pass it on to someone else. But I think this is going to be a cameo thing. What they're talking about, like, if anything, he will be old man Steve as like a Nick Fury kind of situation or like a Batman Beyond kind of situation.
Two options I could foresee. That, where like he's got the old man makeup on and he kind of runs S.H.I.E.L.D. like they did at one point when he got depowered in the comics and was still alive. Or two, they're going to use time travel again at some point and they need to pull Captain America from wherever he is in the timeline to help them with a situation in the future.
Boo.
I hate that idea.
or, I mean, they don't necessarily have to do that. They could also like kind of focus on him like in his time travel adventure where he went back in time to do like all of the returning of the various things, but maybe, you know, he didn't go right back home.
Or
he could also he could just be Steve. I remember at one point in the comics when Bucky was Captain America and then he came back to life and he was just like Steve. It's like, behold the power of Steve. Like he could just be hanging around throwing a shield, you know, a black circular shield and just like hitting people with it and stuff.
Yeah. Down for that.
I don't know.
Steve, we're going to give you a square because the circle is kind of branded towards Captain America. So we're just going to call you Steve the Square.
Yep. I'm going to give you some triangles. And here's a parallelogram.
It's like, you know, it would suck for Sam, because it's like, man, it's like I'm already out here being Black Captain America, and then here you come back, and like, ain't nobody gonna call me Captain America if you're here.
This is what I'm saying. It's this false, like, progressivism. Even poor, sweet baby Miles Morales suffers from this. They won't let Peter Parker die. But it's fine. It's like, it's this false sense of progression that comics are always pulling off, where it's just like, we're moving forward. Things are always changing. Then it's like, but then eventually, like, the brand kind of has to come back, and like, Steve Rogers has to be the white dude.
Or like, you can't let Miles also be called Spider-Man, so you have to call him Kid Arachnid or some BS.
Something.
Well, in the MCU, other headlines, Michael B. Jordan reportedly returning as Killmonger in Black Panther 2. What do you think?
How?
What are we doing with that?
Oh, like, it's going to be a flashback thing or whatever.
That dude is dead.
It's so sad. Is this going to be like, how are they going to handle this? Like, did he already do all of the filming for this?
Oh,
not at all.
Even started.
So
they haven't even done writing, as far as I know.
So what are they going to do? I mean,
so from what I heard, read in some article, they were saying that he's going to die of like a mysterious disease, and it'll reflect what happened in real life. And that Shuri is going to be the queen.
Oh.
And possibly Black Panther.
Okay.
I'm also open to Shuri being the queen and Killmonger being Black Panther.
So this was the thing that I had. If they're going to play around with the multiverse, you could find a Killmonger from a different universe where, like, he became king, but like some tragic thing happened that he's responsible for that killed the Wakandans or something, but then he's given a second chance to be the king that he always knew he could be in his universe, but in this new universe.
Didn't he die?
Yes,
he died.
Okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine.
He had a great line about like jumping off a slave ship and dying.
That was it. That was exactly it.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
Not even paraphrasing.
Perfect. Moving from Marvel movies to DC television. The CW has decided, instead of premiering Superman and Lois and The Flash on February 23rd, that they're going to give the whole night to Superman and Lois, to this premiere. And they're gonna air like a half hour special after the premiere. So the whole
About
night.
How tight the premiere just was.
Right. So how Kevin Smith's gonna be on it? I don't know. But I'm very interested and curious about what you guys think, because it seems like they're really putting a lot of weight behind this show. Like, this show has to be a success, right?
Well, they haven't gotten Superman right for most of their last decade, so maybe they think they got it right this time?
I think I always want Tyler Hoechlin to be, like, better than he is as Superman a little bit. I guess, like, he's fine in Supergirl because he's not the main character. But now that he's going to be the main character, I'm kind of like, ugh. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch it, obviously, because I'm not.
Also, disclosure, like, I saw some of the Supergirl with him in it. I didn't watch any of the Crisis on Infinite Earth stuff yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so behind.
It's pretty tight.
I also, like, don't really care about the CW shows, like, at all. Like, that's I care fine. A little bit about Legends of Tomorrow because it's entertaining. But like,
it's the best.
I stopped caring about Flash. I actively hate Arrow now, and I'm glad that he's dead, apparently, / it's over. And I don't know. Like, Supergirl was cool, but it was also just kind of like, it just didn't hold my attention, really. I did like Titans. That was interesting. Like, the DC Max stuff on HBO. And, like, Doom Patrol was cool and weird. I'd be interested to see what they're gonna do in those realms a bit more.
But yeah, with the weirder stuff, like the
and also just the like stuff where you can go a little more true. Like, if you're going to do, like, Identity Crisis or something, you couldn't really do that on CW.
No, you really couldn't. No, but that's why they've got the HBO Max stuff, so that they can have stuff like Harley Quinn, where it's like, we don't actually have to worry about what anybody else thinks. We can do all the cool shit that we want to and curse.
I was gonna ask about that because I'm just now getting into all of like the various streaming services. Is HBO Max where you can find all this stuff for like all the DC stuff specifically?
For the most part,
not all.
For the most part,
not all of it.
If you're
the CW
stuff is on Netflix. The CW stuff's on Netflix.
Okay, I've got some of that.
Because
I have so much to catch up on.
Well, with the exception of Batwoman. The Batwoman show's on HBO Max.
You don't need to watch all of it, my guy. Like you right. don't need
You
to
guys
watch
keep
all
telling
it.
Me I don't need to watch things. What? But I feel like in order to objectively dislike something, I need to see it first.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, listen, for me, the highlights are like the first how generous am I? 4 seasons of The Flash. 3 okay. seasons of The Flash. Everything from season 2 forward of Legends of Tomorrow and the first 2 seasons of Supergirl, and that's it.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Black Lightning.
I haven't watched
all of Black Lightning. All of Black Lightning.
I will take Andre's word for it. All of Black Lightning.
All right, I'll check that out too.
Every minute.
You might want to listen to Zach and half of Casey on this.
Okay, sounds good.
You might want to listen to Zach and half of Casey on this because, as a Black person, all of Black Lightning.
Okay,
and I think that has a is.
I just haven't seen it.
Black Lightning is like the Hennessy of the CW shows. Where I'm not sure if I like it because it's good or if I like it because I'm Black. Because I'm pretty sure Hennessy is terrible.
But I have all these preconceived notions.
I just remember sitting in Dimitri's basement when I was in college, mm-hmm. and they had a bottle of Hennessy. I'm like, yo, that's mine. And I'm like, what am I doing?
I don't even Why like do this. I want this Hennessy?
I will say in reference to the CW shows, mm-hmm. I enjoy them for the most part.
Okay.
I think I agree with Casey in terms of like season 1 of Legends of Tomorrow. Like it just doesn't get great to me until they get a little bit wacky with it. It's like they start enjoying the concept of time travel and using it to be a counter to the very kind of serious like CW shows, because all those shows are kind of self-serious for no reason, and Legends of Tomorrow is a nice counterbalance. But I did enjoy them, and the Superman Lois show looks interesting to me.
So I'll say this: the first season of Flash is chef's kiss. Like that's
right.
It's very good,
so good. You don't have to watch Arrow because they basically try to make him Batman and it doesn't really work. And he's just kind of sad and mopey and blames himself for everything all the time. And then eventually the characters who are there to like be like, no, Oliver, it's not all your fault. They also eventually start blaming themselves for everything. And it just kind of becomes this like weird blame porn kind of show. And it's just really not that fun.
Here's the thing about Arrow. It is worth it. Just to go back for part of it to get backstory for Sarah Lance if you enjoy Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, but like I could tell you who Sarah Lance is in like a minute and then it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean you're right. I you're right. Are you like it's like extra homework. It's like giving yourself extra homework.
I mean there are some cool fights in Arrow. Like some of the Deathstroke stuff is cool, but it's also just it's just so unnecessarily moody and not good.
Yeah. It's a bummer. And they tried to lighten it up later, and then it was just like, oh, well, now it's just like, now it's not even, I don't even respect it now. It's not consistent.
I thought he was mopey pretty much the entire time. until like the very last episode of Crisis on Infinite Earths.
And it was a downer because like they were the world's finest of like the CW verse or whatever. Like Flash and Arrow were like the first ones to cross over. They're the center of everything, and like multiversal events happened like to them specifically. And half of that duo is just a downer. Like a big mopey dud. He's always fighting with Felicity. P.S. The best that the CW shows have ever been is Crisis on Earth X. That was the peak, and they never topped themselves after that.
That was the one before this one, right? With
that was the one where they fought their alternate universe Nazi counterparts.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And it was awesome. It was the best.
Oh, there's so much to catch up on. I don't have enough time in the day anymore. But it's
I love Crisis on Infinite Earths for all the cool moments and stuff.
Oh my god, what a hot mess, but what a joy nonetheless.
It's like I loved it. The moment with John Wesley Shipp, the 90s Flash. The moment with Robert Wool. The moment with Robert Wool. So yeah, it's like I think the Superman show is like they go back to live in Smallville and they run the paper in Smallville and they've got two kids.
This is Superman and Lois.
Yeah,
the new one that's coming out.
I think this could get real weird real quick, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, dude, if they go like legions of superheroes kind of stuff, and like Superman's getting pulled away for wacky adventures in other dimensions, that could be fun.
That could be fun. If that's the tone they go with, but I don't know if they're brave enough to like go Silver Age like right off the bat. The CW.
Not really.
I mean, I can handle like melancholy. Is it like obnoxiously depressing?
Are you talking about the Arrow?
Well, and any of the ones that you guys have been referring to that are kind of a downer. Like I can do melancholy. I like that. I'm okay.
Arrow is the whole time. Flash gets there where it becomes a bummer. Just to watch, but it takes a couple seasons, and a lot of it is way really weird and fun, but they blow their load way too quick. They start with time travel. The first season is about time travel, and so they're like, okay, multiverse for the second season. The third season, I don't know, also time travel, I guess. Sort of.
Okay.
And then blood bending is one of them. It's just weird. Oh. It's very weird.
That's
Avatar. I was super into it.
A weird scene. That's great. I'm overjoyed for you. Legends is real bad for the first season. The second season it starts to get there. The third season is beautiful. I kiss all the chefs. And from there on, it just gets weirder and weirder.
Okay.
And it's delightful.
Well, I'm interested to see what I think of all this stuff after I check it out. But that'll be. Years from now, so much crap.
Yo, you know what would be fun? Maybe for a future conversation when we have time to think about it. Let's each come up with like two episodes from the CW verse to recommend to Nate.
Oh yeah, do that, please.
We do that. We could also theoretically, as a group, put together a watch list for Nate.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Let's pare this down a little bit if we can.
Ooh, that would be super fun.
That'd be nice.
That'd be
super fun. Yeah. I mean, I still have to watch.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I still have to watch all of the DC movies aside from Wonder Woman. I have all of the CW shows and all of the various other superhero related TV shows to get through. WandaVision's still coming out, right?
Yes.
Well, WandaVision is out. I was gonna say WandaVision is out. And speaking of WandaVision, Disney Plus reported 1.6 million households streamed WandaVision over the weekend.
Is that a lot? I guess that's a decent share.
I think so. I don't know how. Let me see how many people streamed Mulan.
I think like the streaming expectations are different. Because it used to be like much higher for like TV, but then like zeitgeist culture doesn't really exist, which is such a weird thing to say.
I mean, Mulan may not be a great heuristic to start with, just because that had kind of a pay gate.
1.12 million were the numbers for Mulan. And but you also had to pay like $40 for that. 1.6 for WandaVision.
I hope that's not an experiment that goes anywhere. I that was such a colossal waste of time and money.
Yeah.
But that said, WandaVision
mm-hmm.
is tight.
What a like weird it. Show, dude.
I know. I like it so much.
From what I've heard, I'm glad that they're taking it to a really weird place.
It's weird. It's weird, my guy. The weirdest. I mean, so wait, you don't want any spoilers then, honey?
Unfortunately, I'm going to ask for a non-spoilery
okay.
edition. Just keep it. All right.
I will say this. They are trying to do a thing in this show, a very specific thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very weird. Not only do they do it, they almost do it too well as to like make the thing it's referencing like look worse by in comparison. It's very weird. I'm super impressed.
Hey, you know the basic premise, right?
Generally, if I'm not mistaken, they are making, is it like every episode is a different sitcom? Is that the almost. Idea?
More or less.
As far as we know so far.
The first two episodes were kind of 50s
mm-hmm.
TV show styled.
They're right.
White. It's the sort of like happy homemaker and the husband who,
It's Dick Van Dyke and Bewitched.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Fun fact. Sorry. Dick Van Dyke was a consultant on the show. I'm sorry.
Go nice. Is
that what you're referring to, though, Casey, as far as like the thing that they're doing?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Like you said, they're trying to do a thing, and they.
Oh, just to, like emulating that style of so, like what they're doing is they're absolutely going in trying to perfectly emulate the style of these old sitcoms, and they do it so well that it's just I immediately and the sets are exactly the same, and it's just like it slips into this weird uncanny valley for me where I'm like, am I actually watching Nick at Night? Or is this a new thing? And then so when it gets weird, spoiler Nate, it gets weird.
Okay.
It's all the more jarring and more effective.
For me personally.
At one point I'm like, what was that? What am I looking at? It went there for me.
I'm assuming that things get pretty meta.
They start to
already. We're two episodes in, and yes, already.
Okay, well, I'm already hooked, and I haven't even seen it, so sign me up.
My little bit of that is like, I'm very intrigued by WandaVision. I appreciated the level by which they committed to the sort of 50s thing, like or this the sitcom thing. I also was kind of like, okay, I get it. Can we, like, I wanted a little more of like the broader narrative to be brought forward. Like they give you snippets and I get why. That's also kind of like if you guys do this much of a slow burn, I'm gonna get bored. Like I'm gonna get a little bored because I wanna like I get it, cool. Like this is cute. This is adorable. Look at you. You're doing Bewitched and you know the Dick Van Dyke show. Cool. I wanna know what's actually, you know, like I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like I enjoyed it, but people are like losing their minds about it. I'm like, it was good. It wasn't like
I've already experienced a slow burn on this one. My dad just watched the first episode and he was like, you know, I've already watched so many of these kinds of shows. I'm so sick of this. I'm instantly sick of this. So they for that demographic, at the very least, they needed to kind of maybe advance the gimmick of it faster.
Did
maybe
you say eight episodes? Andre?
I think it's only 8 episodes.
Yeah, it's a limited series. Like, this isn't like a season one.
Yeah, but they're only half an hour long, which also I was like, I don't know, whatever.
I feel you. Like, I think that is an incredibly valid, like, complaint. Because if you're not vibing on, like, exactly this weird specific thing they're doing, then it is like, wait, what did I just watch? Why am I watching this? What does this have to do with that cool Avengers movie I saw? And like, but the problem is that I'm absolutely vibing with it. I love this. I love old sitcoms. It's the best. And they're doing it so well. It's so many small details that are hilarious and awesome. But that's just because I'm the biggest nerd of all. And so I'm nerding out about something in my other nerdy media.
Oh my.
And, but you're 100% right. We're two episodes into this 8-episode show, and it's just like, is this literally all this is going to be?
But it's, I'm sure it's not.
Clearly not.
And of course not. Right. Of course not. We've already got my favorite in there, but we don't have to talk about it.
It's sort of like if they were doing a Batman, if they were doing a show, a spinoff of The Dark Knight about Alfred.
Mm.
And the show about Alfred was a parody of what's happening.
So like the Munsters or the Addams Family or
you're just like, what's going on here? Like,
oh my god,
why is Rerun here? I don't understand.
Oh, that what's happening? I'm sorry. Oh, I misunderstood.
What's the British show that was like about a department store with John Cleese?
Faulty Towers.
Towers.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like that. It'd be like Downton Abbey, but Alfred like making sure the linens are done properly.
I'd be hype on that. I would be into a Downton Abbey starring Alfred Pennyworth.
But like easy.
Bruce is alternate reality where Bruce Wayne is just like an aristocrat.
Honestly, I'm down for any kind of TV show that has Alfred in it. It's because he's such a wonderful person.
Pennyworth is pretty decent. Pennyworth is fun. It's him as a young guy. I mean, you can get it through Epics on Amazon Prime, but
I've got that. Yeah, I've got that.
The only ones. They started the second season, but they only did 4 episodes so far, and I'm wondering if they pandemic and then had to stop.
Probably. I don't think so.
It's young Cockney fucking Alfred, and he's dope.
I'm in.
Yeah. And then it gets weird, like fascist level weird in England. And yeah.
So nice. As WandaVision progresses, I'm assuming that things are going to sort of develop.
Yeah.
I really hope very much so that they can somehow redeem the name of the show WandaVision, because I really don't like that. Mm.
I think it'll make more sense later.
Yeah, it might.
I don't. I think it's just that one gag.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think there are some things about her powers in the comic books that would make all of that make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's two comic story arcs that if you know either of them, then like you kind of have an idea where this is going.
I do not.
Right.
So there you go. Enjoy that ride. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope that I like don't know where it's going, because that
we'll keep it spoiler
as cool
free.
As that would be, it would be more fun to be like surprised.
Oh, we'll keep it spoiler free. Prepare to be surprised,
Two things about that. It would be if they're going the direction that I think they're going, and it's very smart. For other purposes in the broader
MCU. I think we're all on the same page, and by all I mean you, me, and Casey.
Not
you, Nate.
Get out of this.
Talk about that storyline without spoiling the first 2 episodes of that show.
I should really watch it. I'll just watch it right now.
Yeah. While we're talking.
You guys shut up for
you. Just talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, I'll be over here.
It's only
and lastly, before we wrap up this episode, apparently HBO Max is releasing the Justice League Director's Cut as a 4-hour movie instead of 4 1-hour episodes. And let me tell you, I want to see this, and Black Church has prepared me for this. But now y'all know how I feel. Y'all know how I feel about the Marvel movies, that they're too long.
They are.
I think 2.5 hours is too long to sit in the theater. I just do. It's like, I really don't want to see nothing for more than 90 minutes. It's like these people that do like tantric sex and want to have sex for like 7 hours. It's like, read me the short sheets, sir. Like, ma'am, read me the short sheets.
Put the short sheets on the bed.
I don't want to see, I don't want to be here this long. Like, like, I just don't. So like, I think that like, you can kind of do this on a streaming service because people are going to be at home. But this, and I'm sure I'll probably like it, but this length in itself is a sheer abomination. Yeah. Like, this breaks Levitical law. Like, God is not happy, and neither am I.
Zack Snyder watched one of the extended edition versions of the Lord of the Rings movies. Mm-hmm. Any of them was like, hold my beer, I've got this. And then he's, yeah, dude, like, the only way this would work in a theater is if they actually put an intermission somewhere in there. Because like, I'm not sitting through 4 hours of Zack Snyder's vision of what the Justice League does to stop an apocalyptic future. I would probably kill myself.
I'm not sitting through 4 hours of anything. like Peep Game, right? Let me tell you how deep this runs for me, how far it goes back. Zach was kind enough to invite me to see the Two Towers. It's like the second Lord of the Rings movie. I'm like, all right. I'm like, these motherfuckers is walking. they walking. It's like, okay, they walking. All right, cool. So I'm like, okay, I'm not necessarily into this. Right? It's not terrible, but it's not really my thing. I'm going to just lay back. I was tired anyway. Y'all know me. I was gonna lay back, close my eyes, take a little napsky. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna be asleep. By the time I get up, this will be over. Right?
Nope.
I wake up. I was out for like 30 to 45 minutes. I woke up and there was still 2 hours of movie.
Andre, to be fair, you fall asleep in almost every movie you go to see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But to also be fair, if you know this man, you know better than to take him to see the Two Goddamn Towers.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. We were young then.
We were growing then, you know. But see, the thing about it is, I'll go with you to the movies to see anything. Mm-hmm. Just understand. Even if I enjoy it, see, people think that me being asleep is a reflection on whether or not I enjoyed the movie. I'm like, no, it just, I rarely get a chance to sit in a dark, cool room for like 15 minutes uninterrupted. So like, I'd be like,
just gonna knock out for a minute.
Man,
I am not even touching that one.
The other problem is, you snore like a
That's
monster.
True. You snore more than me, is which is saying something.
I'm not awake to hear this, so I'm just gonna take your word for it. And that's fine. Cause apparently, Tish took me to see Venom and I fell asleep to the point where she was like, go home. I'm like, I paid for my ticket.
I paid to sleep in this theater.
I do the hell I went here. I said, I will be asleep for the first 15 to 20 minutes. When it picks up, I will wake up. And that's what happened.
Yep.
I don't need the backstory. Terrible movie. I don't need the backstory. I know what's happening already.
To the Venom fighting each other on the spaceship.
I'm like, this is, you don't need the first 30 minutes to know this is going to be ridiculous.
Yes, but in the first, if you fall asleep in the first 30 minutes of that movie, you miss. Is the first 30 minutes where Venom starts giving relationship advice?
No,
that's much
that's further in.
Okay,
yeah,
much later in the movie. Eddie, now's your chance. Tell her how you feel. And I'm like, I can't tell if I hate this or if I love that I hate this.
Oh,
like this is bad. It's glorious that it's like I'm just this. This is a bad movie, and we're just gonna lean into it.
Oh, they knew. The editor, at the very least, knew what was up.
Yep.
And this may be another conversation for another time. Going back to Mr. Snyder, he gave a 30-minute long interview about his take on the characters and stuff, and I thought it was very he brought up some very good points that we don't have time to get into right now. Maybe we'll get to them on another episode closer to March when the Snyder Cut is to be unleashed.
I just remember
that's a good word for it.
That I also have HBO Max, so I'm probably gonna have to watch this goddamn thing too.
Yes, you are. So am I. If I have to watch it, you have to watch it.
Ugh.
I have not seen the theatrical cut of Justice League, and I don't intend to.
Oh, it's quite bad.
I will.
Quite bad.
In the interest of our friendship and being able to have a conversation about it, I will watch this movie, even though I don't want to.
A high sacrifice.
I hate Zack Snyder's perspective on DC with a passion at this point, based on the two movies that he's made, or two and a half, I guess, at this, you know, or almost three. Or I guess since it's 4 hours, he's made eight movies now.
So long. So long. So long.
I will watch it at some point when it comes out, I guess.
Like all in one shot?
What, the 4 hour movie?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably take a pee break in there, smoke some weed, and, you know, watch something.
The only way to survive it.
I was so into the concept of like 4 hour long episodes.
Yeah.
So 4 hours is long.
Here's my thing. Can we all watch it together?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll have to catch up. When's it coming up?
March.
Sometime in March. Okay.
So yeah, all you actually need, Nate, is Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and that's really it.
I saw Wonder Woman.
I did. I saw Wonder Woman. That is true.
I mean, Wonder Woman is great.
Suicide Squad.
I watched Suicide Squad in theaters. I'm sorry.
No!
Does that even
too late to save this poor sweet boy?
Does that relate even slightly to the whole? Oh wait, no. Yeah, Ben Affleck punches her in the face underwater or something.
Batman and the Flash are both in it.
It's a shame that movie is hot, dank garbage. Boy, God. That movie sucked. All right, but I'll check that out. You know. I have to catch up.
It's so loud. I love it. It's so loud and stupid. It's like a bro at a keg party.
It's
you know, you're it's like, it's not something you would do normally. But you're at a keg party, you see a bro. He's got he got his flip flops on, no shirt, sunglasses. He's got his fists in the air. He's like, I'm here.
Andre, I feel like
I'm here.
A 90s caricature of a bro.
I'm just saying, I'm here. It's like, we're going to get wasted. I'm here already.
All right, let's get wasted then.
You know, it's like I'm doing everything but playing Stump.
Let's get started. No one should ever play Stump for any reason.
Everyone should play Stump.
Stump, the whitest game of all time.
and I would argue to say that this is Will Smith's blackest role.
Wait, hold on. Blacker than what was the superhero movie he did?
Hancock.
He not that black in that.
No.
Blacker than the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Andre.
Yes.
Not a movie.
You didn't say movie. You said role.
I'm sorry. I meant role. Movie role.
Blacker.
And I still think he's blacker in Suicide Squad than the Fresh Prince.
What about Mike Lowry?
You have to adjust for the decades.
Okay. I would say, okay. It's the second one because he's pretty black in Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 is like, it's like, what? Like, I'm talking about so black, you're like, wow. Like, so they allowed this to happen. Boys. He's pretty, in the first one, it's like, he pretty black, but he like Will Smith black.
He's went to MIT black.
Sweet boy black. Right.
he's a little, what'd you say?
What? Me?
What'd you say?
Yeah. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? Keep going.
he's like Will Smith black in most of his movies. And he like, which is black, but like Deadshot, I'm like, wow. He was just like, okay, this is going to be the, I'm going for it. I'm just going for it.
Respect. Hey, respect. Is Idris Elba also playing Deadshot in this?
I don't think he is.
I think he is. He's in the second one.
Pretty I don't sure. think he's playing Deadshot, though.
This James Gunn Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
With the same name except a V in front of it?
Is that a movie?
It's gonna be.
Or is it a TV show? Because isn't... Oh, no, it's a Harley Quinn TV show.
There's a Harley Quinn cartoon on HBO Max.
Isn't there also a... No. No, I'm wrong. Never mind.
He's playing Bloodsport.
I'm getting them all mixed together because there's so many. Now, is it a good idea?
I'm actually looking forward to the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you are.
It could be worse, I guess.
I'm intrigued. I will see it because I appreciate James Gunn for the most part, minus some of the shit he did that got him blackballed for half a minute with me. But for the most part, I enjoy his more recent submissions to the cinematic universe as far as Guardians and shit like that.
And like Nathan Fillion's in this movie, I think. John Cena's in this movie. And he's also getting an HBO Max show.
As that character.
Yeah. Yeah.
So quick question on the Justice League. Since I'm gonna be going through these things hopefully before sometime in March, should I watch the theatrical release of the Justice League?
I'm not going to.
To have a comparison?
No, Nate, no. I want you to go in fresh and clean because I'm so curious about the different responses to this movie. Because Andre and I have both seen Justice League. He is a big fan of the DC movies. I am watching them. And... I'm curious about the difference between our responses and somebody going in cold who just watched all of it, seeing this as their first Justice League versus someone who's seen all the other stuff, knows what it's like, and now is going in to see this.
And I'll be watching them. Fascinating. I'll be watching them back to back as well.
So. Someone who watches Zack Snyder's Vision play all the way out without.
You should also
I'll be real.
You should watch Green Lantern as a primer for Justice League.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wow,
that's a low blow.
That has nothing to do with the Justice League movie. That's just a low blow. Wow.
I've already actually seen that one, and boy, oh boy.
Yeah, that's like...
That movie's not done.
That was a deep cut, 13. That was a deep cut.
That movie's not done.
Yeah, if you like knew which rib you were cutting between, like that was rough.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been in there.
All right. And,
yeah.
Cool. So we'll end this time together by us all promising to watch the Justice League director's cut when it comes out in March.
Together, I want us to watch it together.
Yeah. Yes, we make sure that we do that.
We'll do a
we
watch.
We just have one of these, and we're all watching it together.
We'll do a watch along. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be four fucking hours.
Four hours.
So long.
And we are doing it all in one shot. I don't care. We're gonna find the time. I don't give a hoot.
I will bring
any of you say.
We can drink it as we watch.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, we will have Hennessy to drink.
Yes.
And,
wow.
as if to symbolize our confusion about whether or not something is good.
Right. That's fair.
All right. Okay. So for Casey Thomason.
Hey.
Zachary Dean.
Wow, you gotta use my whole name. All right.
Nathaniel.
Hi.
Evelyn Adams.
We already said what his middle name was in the last episode.
Evelyn? We sure did.
We did.
No, it's not Evelyn.
Our boy Wetter, this is the Squad Deep Podcast. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Hey.
I like how we just did a whole episode.